Trump.
Harris. I dislike them both.
What?
It's clear.
The most important election in our lifetime.
I've never been so unsure.
And there's never been a more important time to get it right.
I need this guy more than ever.
Decision 2024.
It's clear.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
So even though I'm not anywhere near as big a sports fan as I used to be, and I was never fanatical per se, I mean, I love me some football, college and the pros. And some, you know, baseball here and there. But I don't know if it's too busy or what the deal is. And a lot of it, when they get involved in the political stuff, kind of turned me off, too. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Interesting story. Earlier this month, ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky, I don't know how to describe the guy, white guy, always short cropped hair, so his ears look maybe a little bit bigger than there. Anyway, he posted Protect Our Daughters to his ex account after that Iman Khalif, who failed a genetic test and is said to have XY chromosomes, beat yet another woman in the 2024 Olympics. That's when he posted this. But then he quickly deleted it. In a conversation with Barrett Media, Orlovsky said that his social media accounts represent, quote unquote, his employer. When you're an employee of a big company, your social media page doesn't just get to be your social media page. That's a fantasy. So you have to represent yourself and the company that you work for in the proper way. Sure. However, Orlovsky's colleagues have posted far more egregious comments to their accounts, and those were allowed. Why would ESPN be sensitive to him posting something? Let's see. He's a sports analyst. Boxing? Maybe a bit barbaric, but certainly still considered a sport, right? So wait. He's commenting on sports. And it's very relevant because it's the Olympics. And it's also relevant because it is really controversial having a biological male compete with women. And he's not even allowed to have an opinion on it. He's not allowed to use his social media page. Wow. That is, again, if they had really strict rules at ESPN and they said, look, you can't post anything. I mean, if you couldn't, if he goes, oh, USA's winning a lot of gold medals, go rah, rah, that's great. But are people going to get excited by that and go, oh, man, I got to see what he's saying every day? No, he's got to say, he's got to put his opinion out there. Right? I mean, if you're an analyst, he's an ESPN analyst. Doesn't say ESPN, you know, sports reader. I think most of the people that work there are involved in athletics and have a pretty good understanding of the teams, the competitions, and stuff that they report on. Why wouldn't he be allowed to comment on something like that? Because it doesn't go along with ESPN, their parent company, or whatever, they think it's okay that biological males fight against women in a boxing match. But you're the bad one if you speak out against it. Somebody has to help me understand how that works. And where, again, we have to ask, where are the women that work so hard to have their own rights to be treated same as a male? Where are they at saying, hey, we worked hard to get our own athletics, and now you're letting biological men come over and compete with us? This is one of those things that doesn't make any sense. And you know who's promoting all that? They all come from the political left. Are folks aware of that? Are they paying attention to that? That's where it comes from, the political left. They're the ones that are pushing the whole gender fluid, this and that. And then if you say something against it, you're the bad guy, or you're phobic, or you're some other kind of bad name. No. I raised two daughters. I can't see where it would have been fair to have biological males compete against them. I mean, helped a son, you know, a little bit of Little League baseball and stuff. Would I want my son to play against the girls? No, I wouldn't. So, again, you can't even have a dialogue about the issue. You can't bring up biology. You can't bring up physics. That a man's punch is about 168% as powerful as a woman's. That a man's skull tends to be thicker than a woman's. Why do we have to, why are we arguing things over again that we've already agreed on? And so since when is the XY chromosome thing not the sign of a male now? I mean, really, when your agenda dismisses accepted, you know, biology for infinity, what agenda couldn't they push through? Really, what couldn't they say? Well, that's okay. And if you don't agree that it's okay, you're bad. You're bad. Whatever happened to the old, you know, err on the side of caution? You don't have people to get hurt, do you? The Italian boxer that fought this guy, what did she last, 46 seconds? She'd been boxing since she was a kid. She had 13 years experience. She sparred with men as part of her practice. She never had been hit that hard ever in her career. That was real. She quit. And that's wrong. And this guy, Dan Orlovsky, he posts "Protect our daughters" to his ex account and quickly removes it. I mean, I don't blame him for removing it, because if you're in fear of losing your job, sad, but, you know, most of us need to eat and feed our families. And they know that, and they hold that over us.